107.7
CGO. I'm so pleased to have her back on the show. She joined us last year with her partner in crime, Ellen Briggs, playing at Club Tukley RSL on Saturday the 23rd of Feb for Women Like Us, a comedy show like no other, your big spunk rack. Hello, Mandy Nolan.
Oh, hello, Mandy. How are you? It's always fun doing the double Mandy.
The double Mandy's always great. When one Mandy is not enough, you need two.
I know. It's kind of like, it is. Do you know what it actually means? I love telling people what my name means because you know it means lovable.
Yeah. So I do.
One who's worthy of being loved. And I always tell that when I've been in a relationship with someone who just gets to the point where they can't stand me. And I'm like, oh, well.
When you've been really irritating, which I also am from time to time. So, yeah, I might use that as well. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason why Barry Manilow is saying, oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without caking. And Barry ended up being gay.
And Barry did end up being gay. So what was his relationship with Mandy, you think?
Oh, Mandy was just a beard. She was a front for Barry, probably. Or Mandy's just one of those girls that desperately fell in love with beautiful gay boys that, you know, probably thought she was, you know, sort of going to be the one that won him over, but she didn't.
She didn't.
Was one of those sad.
Yeah,
sad
I
girls.
Thought you said she was a bearded lady for a second there, and I was thinking, well, that's pretty close to home too for me, to be honest with you.
I'm a little bit. I'm a little bit beardy. Isn't that working? I'm going to do an audition once, and I said to a friend of mine, I was about to go out the car, how do I look? And he goes, you look great, but I would have trimmed those nostril hairs.
Oh.
And were you subconscious about it the whole time in the audition?
Yeah, because I didn't even know I had nostril hair. And then I'm going, all I do was sing over this jacket. And I got in the car and I noticed I do have nostril hair and now I have to wax. I wax my nose. I don't know how many people do that out there.
All right, I'm going to confess to you, Mandy, and only because you've had this experience. I went once to get my eyebrows done, right, to get my eyebrows shaped. And the woman said, do you want me to get those nostril hairs? And I thought the same thing. How did they even get there? And so she waxed the inside of my nose. I have to say, there is nothing more painful.
I know, it's a bizarre feeling. And the weird thing is, like, nostril hairs serve a purpose. They stop things flying up your nose.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was insects, mosquitoes flying up there. Nothing was staying up there. It was like a full kind of relief. Like, in the end, I went, because I often try and do, I look, it's nothing as unfeminine as having a nasal trimmer in your top drawer.
I'm just imagining a mozzie bite in your nose right now. That would be horrible.
That would not be pleasant. Well, my daughter went to eat a dumpling once and the hot water from the dumpling shot up her nose and gave her a burn inside her nose.
See,
which
another
was
reason to have
awesome.
Nose hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I've never had that happen.
No.
I have to admit. I've never. I've had soft drink. You know, when you have one of those laughs and soft drink comes out the other nose. Like, not your other nose. Oh, you got a spare nose, your other nostril. Like your handbag nose. The nose I keep in my handbag.
when your hairs are too long and you need to go to an audition, you just swap noses.
I only recently realised I've got a big nose. Because you know how, like, for years I thought I had a normal nose. And then I went, God, my nose looks bigger than that and that and that. And after about 30 years, I went, wow, I actually think I have a big nose. Like, I've got really high. I've got a self-esteem problem. It's always been too high. I've always thought I look better than I actually do, but now I've actually realised I don't.
Now, you and the amazing Ellen Briggs are both going to be at Tukley RSL. Now, for anyone that hasn't seen your show, just give us a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a rundown of what happens, because it was hilarious. I went with a bunch of girlfriends and we almost wet ourselves at the show that was at Mingara that we saw you a few months back.
Well, that's awesome, because what we like to do is we like to take you to that point of almost wetting yourself and just push you over into the point called a little bit of wee. And that's where we feel like we've really nailed it. So we're like, Ellen and I sort of, we have seven kids between us, you know, about 40 husbands. I've had three husbands and five kids. I'm a lot more. I always say, I look at my kids and Ellen's a lot more committed than I am, but I always look at my family as if, like, I go, why would you just have your kids to one dad? Why not have a few dads? It's like putting out an album and only having one producer. Like, you're going, what are you thinking? Like, it's the same sound every year. Like, get a different producer on that album, you know.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, spread the gene pool around, mate.
It's right. And that's kind of, look, I'm setting the table for, we're fairly irreverent. We say some outrageous things. People go, how can you say that about your kids? And you go, because they're not here. and we're pretty full on. We no one's safe, not ourselves. We sort of have fun with, you know, talking about our body, about plastic surgery, about Botox, about our friends, about our husbands. It's everyday stuff. And I think over and over what people love is just, look, we just give the lowdown on the everyday. And seriously, it's basically what I realised. I thought it was just my life that was, ordinary and terrible. And it turns out so many people have the same life.
We all and share that, we don't we? It. Yes, yes.
We do. We share that kind of, we're connected to function. What I like about comedy too, Mandy, is that in life, you know how in life you've got to be the big hero? Like, look at my new car. Look, I've lost 10 kilos. I've lost that. Now, if you go on stage and go, I just lost 10 kilos and I earn lots of money and look at me, people will hate you. But if you go on stage and basically go, oh, look at me, I'm a bit fat and, my life's a mess, people go, I love you. Only place in the world where that works.
You're onto something. You are so onto something. Look, it's great to chat to you. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mandy. Always amazing. You, Alan Briggs, that's Mandy Nolan, going to be at Club Tookley RSL. Tickets $35 at tribebooking.com. Please don't miss it, because the other thing, Mandy, just quickly, is that $10 from every ticket goes to support White Ribbon, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredibly important that you get up there and do that. And I myself, I've been a domestic violence survivor from an early relationship in my life, and I'm incredibly passionate about making change in our community, which is about all of us working together as a community to get rid of domestic violence. I live for a time where that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I do too. Awesome to chat to you, Chick. Good luck with the gig, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. 107.7 2GO.